My God.
The new Joker.
We started getting a countdown of the 3, 2, 1, and right when we were like, all right, we're good. And yeah, I hit the 3. You fucking crumple the shit out of the bag.
Dude, it's lit.
And it's like, oh, is this the intro bit?
Paleo Puffs.
Audience is going to love that.
They're so good.
Here's our non-actually deal-created shout-out products.
Yeah, it's been a long day. I needed some puffs in my leg, that's all.
I need to say some puffs in my leg.
I needed some puffs in my leg. I need a puffy leg.
Just through your leg. Just how's it going?
It's good. I just needed some puffs, so I'm doing real
that's
good.
That's clearly the only thing that mattered.
Yeah.
He's got to have his puffs before.
Gotta have my puffs.
Reese's Puffs. Wasn't that the catchphrase for them?
No, it's Pops. Gotta have my Pops.
I was thinking a Snap Crackle Pop. Anyway, this isn't a podcast about cereal.
No, welcome.
This is the Dreamcast. Uh-huh. we're your hosts, Spencer.
And I'm Brian Fantano.
You were, though.
No, you... Oh, it was Brian Fantano.
You were?
Yeah.
That's
actually,
what I thought the bit was about.
No, it actually was, yeah. And Spence was Ron Burgundy.
I was. I'm Brian Fantano.
No, you're Brick.
Movies we've seen since the last one, which was a long time ago. We watched Joker.
Yes.
The new Joker.
That's a
shout out to Tommy Wiseau. Please listen and be friends with us.
Oh, to Tommy. I thought you were talking to the people.
Oh, well, like, I mean, you too.
These people are already our friends that are listening.
Please see our friend.
It was really good.
Yeah.
Really dark.
Well done. Finally got a good villain in a movie that's, like, well written. You can sympathize with them. It's just,
I've been waiting for since Vader
Avengers.
And Killmonger and Thanos.
Well, I said since Avengers.
Okay, fine.
There really hasn't
it was
been
really good.
A movie that satisfied my craving for a good villain.
It's great.
Yeah, really well done.
I don't know if you saw anything else.
Yes, I saw Ford versus Ferrari this past weekend.
Really?
Yeah.
No, I didn't think you
watched
that.
Yeah, I didn't think so either. I'm not like a car junkie dude at all.
Yeah.
But I like Matt Damon and Christian Bale. Nice. And honestly, I really, really enjoyed it. For knowing pretty much nothing about cars, they did a really good job of telling the story in a way that's like engaging and gives you everything you need to know.
Sweet.
And it's just like a thrilling movie. It was cool. Mm-hmm. Really, really well done.
Nice.
Probably one of the better movies I've seen in a long time.
Solid.
But it's super long for good reason, though. So make sure you go potty before.
I watched, applying for grad school right now for film, and I chose to write a paper about the, because they want a writing sample. So I chose to write something more relative to the field. So I'm starting to write a paper about the whole Scorsese versus Marvel debate.
Mm-hmm.
So to prep for it, I watched Taxi Driver for the first time on Netflix.
Nice.
It was good. It was pretty solid. It felt lengthy at times, but it all told a really good story, and De Niro is like pretty good in that.
He's De Niro.
Yeah, it's one of like the pillar movies of Scorsese.
Nice.
And I still want to check out Raging Bull. It's on Netflix too.
Never seen
but
it.
Yeah, Taxi Driver was good.
I keep thinking Baby Driver when you say Taxi Driver.
They're very different movies.
Baby Driver was sick.
That was a really good fucking movie.
Anywho,
absolutely so. Watch it if you have not.
So what are we doing today, Spencer?
We're just gonna pick something out of this hat.
All right.
We both picked for the last one because it was the Michael Jackson biopic
directed by
Mel Brooks. Oh, we both picked out of hats.
That was tough.
So do you want to pick out of this?
I'll flip the Thor coin.
For reference, if nobody knows, whenever we have a major decision in this household, we flip the Thor coin. Thor is heads, Hulk is tails. It has been used for such decisions as, what are we eating tonight? Where are we going?
Are
also,
we watching?
who got the bigger room in the apartment?
It was me.
It was Jake.
That's salty. The Thor coin has spoken.
Did you flip it already?
No.
Oh, well.
It has spoken for many situations, has given us our answer. So, would you like to be Thor and I'll be Hulk?
I've typically been Hulk.
All right, I'll be Thor and you'll be Hulk then.
I'm more of a Hulk and you're more of a Thor for sure.
Okay. All right, here we go. Fling.
That might have sounded really nice on me.
It's a Hulk.
Hey!
Hey! Spencer gets the pick.
I'm just pulling one out right now. Pulled it out. Today, we are going to cast... Ooh, you're going to really like this one. I actually just heard an update today that kind
of... What is it, Spencer? The suspense is killing me.
Disney News.
Oh.
They apparently pulled... They had two untitled dates for live-action movies that they were doing in the future that they pulled. So nobody knows what they're doing over there. Lord knows they ain't doing The Emperor's New Groove live action.
Yes!
Which is what we are casting
today. My God. All right. All
this
right.
This is going to be, I think, mainly your jam. I've seen the movie and I love it, but it's been a while.
Well, here's the thing. Okay. So one of the things that makes that movie so great is not only, like, the writing was great, but the voice actors are iconic.
True.
So, like, getting anyone but David Spade as Kuzco.
It's a Lion King debate where, like, those voices were so iconic. Like, who do you bring in and who do you recast?
Exactly.
Which they only did James Earl Jones.
Right. Well, I mean, he was Mufasa. You can't duplicate Mufasa.
Right.
So, the characters we got are definitely going to be...
I only remember Kuzco, like, title-wise. I know everybody else. Oh, I know Kronk.
Kronk, yep.
I'll put him a little... Yeah, we got he's kind Kuzco, of a B character.
Kuzco, Pacha.
How do you spell Pacha?
P-A-T-C-H-A?
Like, we'll know.
I don't know.
It's for our... It's not a spelling bee. This is for our benefit. Do you know that says Pacha?
That says Pacha.
Okay.
Yzma, which is...
Fucking Christ.
Y... Y-Z-M-A. Yzma.
Y-Z-M-A.
So those are the four main characters.
Any side characters you want to throw in? We probably should.
Yeah, we could do Pacha's family. So we'll do his wife and two kids.
Pacha wife? Do you know his kids or their names at all?
No. There's a little boy, little girl.
Pacha wife, Pacha boy, Pacha girl.
I'll find out. And then also the old guy who gets thrown out the window. I threw off the Emperor's groove.
Is this, like, equivalent to the cabbage guy from Avatar?
Old Window Man. No. I mean, on paper, I guess, but he becomes a crucial character in Kronk's New Groove and the series, so...
My bad.
But,
Okay. We have our orders. So you were pulling for David Spade as Kuzco.
Just because you can't, like, replace that.
But he doesn't look like Kuzco very much.
He's a llama.
That's a human Kuzco.
Oh,
you're not wrong.
I think I see what you're saying.
The llama would probably be animated, right? It would be like a photorealistic like Lion King with this goofy ass voice.
All right, Pacha's wife's name is Chicha, C-H-I-C-H-A.
How close was I with Pacha's name?
You're way off. There's a Q in there.
What?
I'm just kidding.
Oh.
No, you actually were dead on.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
And then.
Oh fuck.
What?
I made Chicha Pacha's boy's name.
That's fine. Chicha.
Chicha.
Chaka and Tipo.
Chaka.
Chaka's a little girl. Tipo's a little boy.
Tipo. Any name for the old window man?
His name is literally just old man.
Okay, well that'll be easy.
Well, he's old man to us.
There, I put parentheses, so I'll know the characters.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'd be willing to compromise on David Spade on account of what you brought up, is that our characters need to look the part as well, and we don't want David Spade to just be whitewashing a whole culture.
Right. So. I mean, Emperor's New Groove is more or less, well, it takes place kind of in olden times, like Inca, Maya era, you know, geography, that sort of thing. Aw, damn it. Okay, never mind. I wanted to have Eartha Kitt for my Yzma.
She is Yzma.
Is she really?
She's literally Yzma.
Oh, well, fuck.
Madame Zaroni?
Yeah. Well, like, she had the look, too.
And you would carry Madame Zaroni at the mountain.
She would have been my James Earl Jones pick, but well, she passed away in 2008.
Dang it!
Yep. I'm going to have to rethink on her. Okay.
I know someone who could play her, but...
Well, like, a lot of these characters, like, Kronk was Patrick Warburton, right?
Yeah.
And, like, he could play Kronk, like, physically, too. Yeah, he's a big guy.
Yeah. So could John Goodman could also play Kronk.
I had that thought, too.
Yeah. So those two are easy.
Well, that's also, again, do we want to actually have, like, those characters in there? I think Patrick Warburton as Kronk would be, like, out of any of these to play, like, their actual characters, he would be the people pleaser.
That's true. That's a good point.
I would pull hard for Patrick Warburton for Kronk.
Yeah, that's a good point. And then we would... I actually just watched Pineapple Express, and the lady cop who is like one of the villains would be perfect for Yzma. She's almost like a young, younger, I'll pull up her name, a young, what's her name, Eartha Kitt.
Okay.
And I think she'd be perfect. She has the like, the bite in her voice, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
And she played the villain cop lady pretty well, even if it's still Pineapple Express.
I think I have an idea of who I would want for my Pacha.
Who's that?
It wouldn't quite be the same voice. You might be able to do like a deeper voice or whatnot. Well, that's still kind of whitewashing it too. I was going to suggest Zach Galifianakis.
For who?
For Pacha?
That'd be hilarious. Solid
comedic actor who could also, like, you know, be serious when he needs to. Okay. I have an idea, and
for
I'm going to look him for up.
For a who?
For Pacha.
A Pacha.
I know this guy more so from... like little one-offs, like We're the Millers.
Oh yeah, that's a funny movie.
He was known mostly for like Boogie Nights, Traffic. I'm going with Luis Guzman. I'm gonna show you a picture of him.
Yes,
yeah, you know this guy.
Oh yeah, he's in a lot of stuff.
He's in a lot of stuff
as like a secondary character.
Yeah, you can't really name any of his characters. So look up Luis Guzman. Tell me that's not a good Pacha.
That's a perfect Pacha. Family he's man, the serious, looks the part. Yeah, but can also go toe-to-toe with the lead comedic actor.
Exactly.
Oh, that's perfect.
Yep.
Go Luis Guzman. Yep.
He's my guy for
fantastic.
You said you had a Cusco before.
Yes.
And a Yzma.
I think the only person, if we're not using David Spade, I think the person who could emanate Cusco's eminence is Aziz.
Yeah.
I think we have to go with Aziz. He's got the stature. Dude. He's got the like pace on how he talks through things and tries to BS his way through stuff. I think it's perfect.
That's perfect.
I thought so.
And him voicing a lot. Yeah. Yeah, you can't go wrong with that.
Can't go wrong with Aziz.
Excellent.
And then my Yzma is the lady cop from Pineapple Express. Her name is Rosie Perez. And again, with like... whatever, hair and makeup, they'll make her look like Yzma, but she's definitely got the voice.
That was my big question, because like that's a pretty iconic voice you got to nail.
Yeah, well, I mean, she can go, she can do the spectrum. She can be like the evil villain of Pineapple Express. She could also be like the sexy Chell from Road to El Dorado.
Mm-hmm.
She was also in like Bounty Hunters. That was a TV show, and Rise, which was kind of, she was the theater director in Rise, which is that musical movie with Moana. She's starring in it. Anyway.
That was all over the place.
Yeah, it was. But I think she would be a great Yzma.
Excellent. We've got the main cast.
Make her look like she's 6,000 years old.
Well, yeah, makeup should be fine. If we can de-age actors, we can oldify them. We saw Chris Evans oldified, and that looked really, really
good. That looked really good. So I got the two kids in mind.
Okay.
If I can bend the timeline a little bit here, I have two child actors in mind from some movies.
Okay.
So for Chaka, the little girl who's like slightly older but still kind of rambunctious and hyper, I thought Landry Bender, who, if you don't know who that is the little girl who puts on way too much makeup in The Sitter with Jonah Hill. She's kind of like a diva.
Never seen her.
And I thought she would be perfect for this, just put her hair in pigtails. But nice. She's way older now, and we'd have to bend the timeline. But then immediately, I thought for Tipo, spelled it wrong, for Tipo, the little boy from Just Go With It, who basically was, he'd like milked Adam Sandler for all of his cash on the trip and all this stuff. But he was really good at basically being an annoying little boy. And I thought he played his part really well. So
what
if
was
I
his
could.
Name again?
His name. Oh, yeah, duh.
See, I have not seen either of those.
His name is Griffin Gluck. And he played Little Michael in Just Go With It. I thought if we could de-age him back to that age.
Well, that, you could always, like you said, have them, you know, a little bit older is fine.
So I thought those would be good.
You said the kids. You didn't have the wife, did you?
No, I'm still thinking about Chicha.
Yeah, I'm just looking at, because I completely forgot how she looked, and I'm looking at pictures of her now. My first thought was Sofia Vergara.
Oh my God, that's perfect! Yes!
Alright.
Because she's
known mostly from Modern Family.
Oh yeah, Modern Family's good show. Mm-hmm. Sofia Vergara, yep. That would be perfect.
Because at first I was kind of like, like doesn't matter.
Salma Hayek or Jennifer Lopez.
Yeah, Salma Hayek was the first one, yeah.
Yeah, but she would definitely be probably the stand-in if Sofia didn't want to. But
right. Well, she can kind of match with Luis Guzman as well.
Agreed. Oh, this is all-star, man.
Well, just wait. I looked at a picture of old Window Man, and the one thought that I had was Patrick Stewart.
Yes.
Does he fit the bill?
Yes, he does. Absolutely.
I think he would have fun with it.
You don't want Clint Eastwood in this one?
Yeah. Just a real grizzled.
He threw me out the window. Punk. No, Patrick Stewart would be great.
He threw me out the window. All right, so our full casting for the live-action Emperor's New Groove.
Yes.
Is it Prince Cusco or King Cusco?
Emperor Cusco.
Oh, Jesus.
Freaking It's Princess Cusco, actually?
Cusco, the human and the llama, played by Aziz Ansari. If you happen to not know who that is, Tom Haverford from Parks and Rec, among other behuge things.
Yeah.
He's a big comedian.
Other behuge things.
You pretty much know Aziz. Pacha, Luis Guzman, like I said, look up the name for her. You'll recognize him. He's in a lot of shit.
Yep. It's that guy.
He's guaranteed to be in something that you have seen.
Yep.
It's like a 7 degrees of separation sort of thing.
It's kind of like the comedy version of Machete.
A little bit,
he's like in everything, but
Danny Trejo should cameo somewhere in here.
That would be cool. He could be like a guard or something.
Right. Yzma. She's not like queen or princess or something.
She's the emperor's advisor.
Oh, yeah.
She's like second in command.
Right. Rosie Perez from,
again,
that Jake knows.
Yeah. Pineapple Express, the show Rise.
Yeah.
And, she'll do a good job.
For Kronk. We were putting Patrick Warburton back into the role because he can actually physically look the part, and he was the original voice. So yes. You gotta have an original number somewhere in there. And he would be great.
Yeah.
So that was kind of our main cast. Our B cast, Chicha, who is Pacha's wife, played by Sofia Vergara. Chaka, his daughter, played by Landry Bender. And Tipo, his little boy, played by Griffin Gluck. Again, the kids are from things that Jake knows. I just know Sofia Vergara. And then the old man who gets thrown out the window, played by Sir Patrick Stewart.
I don't think he'd like that, but... Oh, yeah. It's all
he played the poop emoji in the Emoji Movie.
Are you serious?
Yeah, you didn't know that?
No, I didn't watch the voice poop emoji.
I didn't watch it either, but I knew he was playing it, and I was like, Jesus
Christ. Why is he poop?
It's probably for a paycheck.
Yeah, I mean, I guess.
Did it for the kids. But yeah.
wow, that's a great, I think that's a pretty solid cast. Movie. Yeah.
Well, we looked at it, and I was like, I don't, that's going to be an iffy cast, but I think we got, like, the ideal one.
Yeah, I think so. We should be casting directors, man.
We should. Casting movie producer, big people.
Higher us and stuff.
Yes.
So that's The Emperor's New Groove, live action.
Yes.
Disney, hit us up.
Coming to a theater or Disney Plus probably sometime soon.
Sometime soon. Oh, yeah. It's all coming together.